This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested nearly 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The protests stretched across Russia's vast territory, where some demonstrators took to the streets in temperatures as low as minus 58 Fahrenheit. The rain shows how Navalny and his anti-corruption campaign have built a network of support, despite government repression. Navalny's wife, Yulia, was among those arrested. Navalny was arrested this week after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities deny. The 44-year-old activist is known for his reports on corruption within Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. President Joe Biden assured U.S. mayors Saturday that he and Vice President Kamala Harris would be active and accessible partners in the White House in helping them respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Reach out to me, reach out to Kamala, reach out to the administration and our team anytime, any day. I mean that, anytime, any day. We're your partners. We can do this together. I promise we'll do everything we can to help. We can also use your advice as well.
Biden was addressing the winter leadership meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors via a virtual address from the White House. In the midst of cutbacks in workforce and emergency services and growing poverty, U.S. cities, especially the smaller ones, are hoping the next round of pandemic stimulus includes them, and that Biden will advocate for them now that he is in office. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.